The Wisconsin State Fair is right around the corner, starting on August 1st, lasting for 11 days.
Every year, the State Fair adds a list of new food and drink options, and this year is no different, with a list of 100 new food and drink items for 2024.
Sherry Black takes us on a tour of the newest foods. Sherry is the executive director and CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Sherry, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I always enjoy this time of year when the big new foods of the state fair are dropped. What, and there's a lot of them, of course, we're not going to get to all of them, but what are some of the new state fair foods that have you excited this year?
Well, I am very excited about the beer, cheese, and brat spud muffin. So I think that, you know, emulates Wisconsin very well. It's kind of like a hash brown. So it's kind of a fun, creative take on the potato pancake. Mm. So it's those hash brown potatoes with some infused beer cheese and brats mixed in. And they put it like in a little muffin tin. And I don't know, I'm really excited to try it. I think that sounds amazing.
You had me at hash browns, brats, cheese, and beer flavor. That sounds fantastic. Now, yeah. 100 new food and drink options to try this year. How is there a process for deciding, you know, who is going to be the vendor at the fair and what some of those creative, new, exciting menu options are going to be?
We are so fortunate. We have a number of vendors that have been with us for many, many years. They actually own permanent stands out here on the grounds. And then we also have vendors that are not permanent that are great too. But they are the creative minds that come up with these new foods. And we have our Sporky's competition. So a number of them will enter that, but we can only have, you know, so many finalists, which the finals will be held next week. And then we'll promote that all on social media to share with you who the winners are. So that's really where it comes from. People are trying to get in the Sporky's competition, but then, you know, the ones that maybe didn't make it in or they didn't even enter, they just created something fun. So we're really fortunate that way.
Now, give us some more of the big, cool new food items. I mean, the one sounded great all by itself so far with the potatoes and brats. But what are some of the other exciting new additions this year?
Well, there is a funnel cake root beer battered cheese curd that I think sounds amazing. So it's white cheddar curds covered in funnel cake with a root beer batter, and then it's deep fried and topped with powdered sugar. I think that sounds pretty amazing. One item that kind of jumped out at me, I don't know that I'm going to try it, but just kind of that crazy one, bug juice. So it's green juice and then it has ice cubes in it that have real bugs in them. So as your ice cube melts, it will release that bug into your drink. So those will all float up to the top. The rim is also dipped in caramel, and then black ants are put on top. When I first saw the picture, I thought it was cookie crumbs, but it is not. It's black ants. And then they garnish it with a scorpion.
Now, of course, we're thinking about things we eat at the state fair. We got to talk about cream puffs. And I understand this is that's amazing. The 100th anniversary of the cream puff at the state fair?
It is. Can you believe that? 100 years. This has been the signature food item of Wisconsin State Fair.
And how are you celebrating?
So we are doing some limited flavors. This has never been done before during the fair. I mean, I'm sure you recall we did some specialty cream puffs throughout the year that were more holiday themed. But for the first time, we are going to tackle this for the fair. We are offering a root beer float flavor, a raspberry cheesecake, an English toffee, and chocolate birthday cake. But there's a caveat to all of this. So you need to go on our website to look at the calendar. We have the dates of when each one is available. So like root beer float is only available August 2nd and 3rd, and then they all kind of go on from there. So I recommend doing that. The other thing is we are only selling 1,924 of these special cream puffs each day. So if there is a flavor, like let's say you really want that English toffee and you know you need to either come August 7th, 8th, or 9th, each day you're going to want to get here early and get in line so you can be one of the lucky ones that is able to get one of those amazing cream puffs.
We are taking a tour of some of the new food and drink options at this year's State Fair and a wider look at the fair in general. Sherry Black is with us, Executive Director, CEO of the Wisconsin State Fair. Sherry, the food's a big part of the fair, of course. The hit for me and when my kids are little, we go to the State Fair. The animals, the livestock, the opportunity for people to show off everything from roosters and bunnies to cows and horses. And you grew up around livestock, I understand.
I did. Yes, I grew up on a farm in the town of Waukesha, but my grandparents' farms were in New Berlin. So my dad does about 2,000 acres in cash crop. Actually, my brother has now taken over that farm. My dad still assists. We joke, though. He's now taken second seat to the new boss. But also milked cows. So I showed dairy cattle at the Waukesha County Fair along with our pigs. And then at State Fair, I showed dairy cattle.
Can you talk a little bit about that tradition at the county fair and state fair level of having these animals on exhibition sometimes so that the city folk who didn't grow up around the livestock get to see what it's like to be up close with them?
Yes, I have to tell you, I was actually with someone that came in for a meeting during the fair and we were walking and the beef steers were out. Then they were getting ready to go in the Coliseum and we walked right by a very nice Angus and he said, oh, he goes, I've never been this close to a cow before. And he's like in his early 50s. And I thought, are you serious? You've never been this close. I said, to a steer, cows give milk. You know, that's kind of our joke. But it was very interesting to me because obviously growing up around it, I've been around it always. So I take it for granted. But we are so fortunate that we have such great exhibitors that come in and they really embrace the questions that they're asked from our general public. And it's just a great way for people to learn about agriculture and understand truly where their food comes from and how important it is to, you know, take care of our animals and take care of the environment so that we're able to produce that food that feeds our animals and us. So we just love the opportunity to be able to educate about agriculture. And people are having so much fun, they don't even realize they're being educated.
And this is the State Fair. So you've got exhibitors, not just for livestock, but for crafts and cooking and things like that from all over Wisconsin. Can you give us a sense of, you know, how much of the state is reflected in each year's State Fair?
I mean, we have so many different things. There's knitting, quilting. There's people do painting, ceramics, just all sorts of items are on display. And our team does an amazing job of displaying those in the cases. So it's always fun to walk through to see where people are located, because, of course, it says their town, where they're from, and what they have been able to create. And then at our youth expo, we have the same thing, but they're youth. So they're involved in usually in a FFA or 4-H, or they don't need to be. Some are also after school programs. They enter their projects and then those are put on display inside of the youth expo. And again, just so exciting to see all the different things that they have created and the talent that they have at such a young age is truly remarkable.
Yeah. Can you talk about the fairs, county fairs and state fairs, kind of bringing up the next generation of people working in agriculture and beyond? You started there in a way, you said, exhibiting there.
I did. Definitely grew up in the fair industry. And I think that is a similar story you will hear throughout, that it's something that gets passed on from tradition, you know, different traditions. And my grandmother actually helped start a 4-H club in New Berlin and passed that on to my father. And he instilled it in my brothers and I that we would want to be in a 4-H club and be able to partake in all those different activities. And obviously, it was a very positive experience for all of us. The great thing is, you know, when you're at your county fair, in order to show at state fair, you have to do well. So that gives you that pride when you come to state fair. And then we would meet so many different kids from all around the state because the exhibitors come from everywhere and just always had so much fun. And then being able to exhibit in the big Coliseum at state fair also was a really exciting experience.
I want to bring things back around to state and county fair food, Sherry. It seems to me over the years that the food has gotten to be more and more creative, inventive, elaborate. But you've got an inside look at this. You've been with the State Fair for a few years, the Waukesha County Fair for years before that. Has the food scene changed at our fairs?
Well, I think that It used to kind of be a joke that you wanted something on a stick because then you could walk around and continue eating it. But I think that our vendors have gotten creative in the way that they either make the food or the utensils that we're able to use now. Or now, you know, they have the little boats that they can put the food items in. So it doesn't necessarily have to be on a stick anymore. But I think that even, you know, I can remember hearing stories of my dad telling me going to the fair, you know, for them, they would show, but then State Fair, he didn't show at State Fair, but they would come, his grandfather would bring him along with his brothers and cousins. And it was after they worked on the farm all summer long, didn't receive a dime, but their big reward was he paid for them to go to the State Fair. Mm-hmm. So it's just kind of interesting that, you know, and he said it was to get all the treats. And of course, his grandfather let them have whatever they wanted to eat and they'd come home with tummy aches, which is funny. But I think we all get a little overindulgent at the fair because you don't get to eat this type of food all year round, or at least you shouldn't because it's not good for you. But it's good to come and partake, you know, this time out of the year. And plus 11 days of the summer, these are the 11 days that calories don't count.
Sherry, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Sherry Black is Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the Wisconsin State Fair. She talked with us about some of the new food options at this year's fair. It runs August 1st through the 11th in West Allis.